It is Friday. It is 100% time to talk food for the weekly feed. And I'm very excited that Alison, 2 weeks in a row, Alison BQ Blog comes in. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well.
Did you have a good swim up George Street to get here?
the other way up Broadway.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Yes. This weather.
I know. When will it end?
Well, this weather always gets me in the mood for spicy food. So tell me what you've got for us today.
What we have today is biryani.
Yum.
And we've spoken about biryani before and some in some other places, but this place is out in Auburn. So, you know, usually if you think about Auburn, think about Turkish food or even there's quite a healthy enclave of Chinese as well. And I think it's a lot of different cultures centered around mosques and the Muslim faith tend to congregate out there. So Pakistani is another one that is found now in Auburn. And it's great. It's just spreading the love.
Very good.
But Student Biryani is the place that
Student Biryani.
So Student Biryani started off in Pakistan in 1969.
What?
It was started out called the Student Cafe. And it was a place for students to go and get a really cheap feed. So, you know, lots of rice, good curry and cheap and, you know, just filling. So
yeah.
Students could go off and study hard. So, and it's been in Australia for a couple of years. But only just now visited by us. So it's official.
What an when did you say? 1969. That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's been going for a long time. They're in a few other countries around the world, so but they don't, this is the only one in Australia that they have. But the great thing about this place is that it's so generous, the amount of food that you get. So a plate of biryani, and for those that don't know what biryani is, it's usually, it's a layered dish of very long, beautiful rice. So there's grains of rice that are just so long. They're like a fingernail long. They're really lovely.
Don't think fingernails while you're eating.
No.
I take what you mean. No. Don't think about fingernails while eating
wrong
the rice.
Wrong imagery. Yep. But it's flavored with spices, so some of the rice is flavored with turmeric, so and some of the other rices are flavored with another spice that gives it a more deeper, you know, something like cloves or cinnamon or something like that that gives it a lovely warm spice. And then they cook the rice in different batches and then you mix it all together so it's beautiful and colourful.
It's delicious, by the way.
It is delicious. And you mix through some ghee and then you can have it with goat, chicken, beef, number of different meats, or you can have vegetarian.
Goat
as
for
well.
Me, please. Thank you very much.
Goat is what I chose. The goat was tender and delicious, and it was just fantastic. So, big plate of that, about $10, $11.
What?
But the thing that you can get, which is the most fantastic, is you can get a bucket of biryani.
Sorry, what?
It's like a KFC bucket. And it's about $40. And so you can, Nick, you can go and get yourself a bucket of goat biryani for the weekend and not surface.
I think next time Netflix drops something binge-worthy, that would be
it. It's bucket of biryani time.
Bucket of biryani and 12 episodes of something great.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. You can get also Pakistani fried chicken, which is called chaga.
Now, I've never had that before.
That Korean chicken, fried chicken, it's out, you know.
It's all over,
it's all over. It's Pakistani fried chicken
What are
time.
They doing with it? What's
same,
the
it's still that same. They soak it in a brine first, so it's lovely and soft, and then it's beautiful and crispy and fried on the outside. Oof. So, yeah, there's just of course they do the curry. So my favourite is halim, which is a very slow cooked curry with beef and beans, like cooked till it disintegrates.
Yeah,
and it's really goopy and oozy and wonderful, and particularly good with the biryani. And they do a number of other different curries that you can get to just sort of round up. And surprisingly, they do butter chicken.
Well, you're in Australia. You have to.
Yeah.
I think it's the law.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They weren't allowed to open. I have to go back and try butter chicken.
Please do, let us know. And of course, the thing with Pakistani food is it's quite a delicate spicing in its own way. Like there's bold flavors, but it's not overwhelming you.
That's right. So it's the Mughal style of cooking the northern style is much lighter than say the southern Indian style that people might know with those really fiery Indian flavors. So, yeah, if you're not a big fan of really heavily spiced Indian food, this is a great alternative to that.
It is. And if you are a fan of the heavy spices, still have this, just get some really biting pickle for the side.
That's exactly right.
Some of that incredible mango.
Yes. Or my favourite at the moment is stuffed green chilies, pickles. So if I'm out in Wentworthville, I'll get you some next
time.
Please
do. Alison, this is amazing. Have we written it up for BQ?
Yes, we have.
And where can people read it?
www.b-kyu.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And appreciate the 2 days in a row, especially with this wet weather.
Of course.
And as we were saying off air, happy St. Patrick's Day to two of the worst Irish people around who had kind of forgotten it was happening.
I have got a slight hangover. Does that count?
That definitely counts.